Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Allison Everly. She's the CEO and founder of Pure Spoon, which is a company who is all about providing the right nutrition for your child in a convenient manner. And Allison, I want you to let our audience know where they can find Pure Spoon products, where they can find you online and on social media.
We will be launching online sales in the next couple weeks, and you can buy all of that on our website, purespoon.com. Currently, we're available at Whole Foods, Wegmans, Target, Sprouts, ShopRite, and some other various retailers. If you go to our website, you can see where all of that can be purchased.
Wonderful. And as far as social media goes, where can we find you?
So we're on Facebook, and we're very active on Facebook. I think it's just /Pure Spoon. And then, of course, we also have Twitter, which is @Pure Spoon.
Awesome. Now, you've talked about throughout this conversation, you've talked about your daughter. And I have a daughter, and it's so interesting to me to watch our daughters watch us and see the example that we're setting for them and see, you know, how they perceive what mommy's doing and you know, the level of involvement that they can't do or don't have, you know, in what we are up to. And I want to talk to you about that. What are your hopes for your daughter in her future and what she's receiving from you while she's watching you on this journey of entrepreneurship?
Well, people ask me that question, and I think it's a very important question because so much of being a working mother is we're riddled with guilt because we're working and we're missing some of the activities or events or moments that if we weren't working, we would be able to be there. But you can't be in two places at one time. That's the next company I need to start. How can we be in two places at one time?
The cloning company.
That would be great. But we can't. So what we need to do is value and appreciate the time that we have with them. What I want Riley, my daughter, to understand is that you can do anything that you want to do, whatever that is, whether that's if you want to stay at home, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a fireman, if you want to be a trash person, is anything that you want to be, you can do. What I want to instill in her is work ethic. Not so much if she's going to be working out of the home or in the home and what her career goals are going to be. I want her to, whatever she wants to grow up and be, that she's a good person and she works really hard at it. And at the end of the day, she feels good about what she's doing. Because that's what I hope she sees in me and her father, for that matter, that's what we're doing on a daily basis.
I think that's so important. I'm so glad that you said that because work ethic is something that really is one of those teach by example things. You know, you can't just say work hard. You know, that's such a vague, such a ambiguous statement, you know, work hard. Well, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? How does that play out in your life? How does that look? And when you are someone who is actually working hard and showing that example and able to, you know, your child's able to look at that and say, oh, okay, this is how you build success. This is how you feel good about yourself. This is how you achieve a goal. That's huge. And it's not something that you can just explain. It's something that you need to see in action. So I appreciate that's what you want for Riley. And I bet you anything she's getting it from watching you do all of this. So congratulations.
I hope so.
From one working mom to another, congratulations on all of your efforts. And again, you know, it's called Pure Spoon, PureSpoon. And go visit purespoon.com. I know I have a Whole Foods by my house and I'm going to go check it out. But definitely, you know, not only support a fellow working mom, but it's a great product. So we all want to put the right things in our bodies and our children's bodies. So this is a great way to do that. Thank you so much for being here today with us, Allison.
Thank you.
I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and that is it for us for today. I keep saying this. I feel like I've broken record, but these shows are just so much fun and they just fly by because there's so much great information, and I really, truly enjoy bringing it to you every week. Don't forget to visit us on workingmother.com. Get the latest and greatest there. We have the best articles you could possibly imagine on everything that is pertinent to you as a working mom. It's, click on the video page. Check out all the interviews that I'm doing with all of the different experts in every which subject you could possibly want to know. We love to hear your feedback. I'm at Bettina Bush on Twitter, on Facebook, at Bettina Bush Official on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. I want to know what you want to hear from us. So please stay in touch with us and let's exchange information and let's exchange ideas. And don't forget, there's no way to be a perfect mom, but there are a million ways to be a good one. Thanks for having us along on the journey. We'll see you next week.